Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independent in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Yes.
And, of course, everybody out there in radio world knows this is the time for the Christina Liu Show. And we're very fortunate to have Christina here today. She had a little bit of a mess up traffic-wise getting
here. I know.
Here.
How dare they? But nothing stops me. Over an hour and 20 minutes, and I still made it here.
I'm surprised the police didn't have it. We have to get that.
Dan, I need
set
an escort.
Up next week. We're going to have an escort coming from now on.
I'll come by helicopter next time, guys.
What are some exciting things going on? I hear there's a website.
Yes. Well, hot off the press is that if you go to the WCWP.org website,
okay,
you fill out a quick little form, and you can receive a free bumper sticker that we all have here. Where it's important to represent.
Absolutely.
Our love for our radio show. So I know I will be putting one on my car.
I'm going to post mine.
That's right.
I have them also. I think it makes sense, especially for a program, not a program, a station that does as much and puts out as much information and music during the course of the week. This is not a two-hour station. This is a 24/7 station.
Well, that's what's great, too, because you'll be driving, and then you'll see, someone will see you behind and say, you know what, you're in the car, might as well turn it on, you know? So it all really works out. So definitely WCWP.org for your free bumper sticker. On another exciting news, the town North Hempstead is in full summer swing. We want to encourage everyone that if you did not receive your summer guide, to please call 311, or you can go to the North Hempstead website to access the crazy list of concerts and movies. Last week we had on the Parks Department, who went over in depth the specifics of things, and it was just me and John. We couldn't even. We were floored about everything. So definitely check it out. There's tons of stuff going on.
And we have obviously in the town of North Hempstead, amazing parks. They really are. The amount of things going on in the parks, but it's also very interesting. I mean, it's not only here. The parks around the state are unbelievable. In there's an assemblyman, Kevin Cahill, and he just put a bill through. Pennies for parks. And what it is if you go into a store and buy only one item, to take that plastic bag, they charge you a nickel. If one item, you should put it in your pocket or carry it out. So he got that passed, and this is in Ulster County. But you know, like our assembly districts, his assembly district is 103. That's a very significant number. His assembly district. Like down here, we're in the lower numbers. In Nassau, we got 1 and 2 and 3. We're working our way up. 103. Do you think there's any other significance to 103?
I would imagine there is.
Think long and hard about it, Ann.
You can't have silence. It's a radio.
Wait, it's how many days have passed?
Right. That's it. Keep going.
Since Christina Liu had a birthday.
Yay. Now, I mentioned Ann was my favorite co-host.
That was a good one.
I like how John sneaks it in. That's what I always love. He just brings it up in conversation that he's just, you know, really knowledgeable about this random county of state. So that
it's
was very
true,
good. But I like it. I said we learn something in addition to the
we
countdown
learn something
to my
every
birthday.
Day.
Very informative.
Yes.
Golden nugget every
week.
I think
that's a tremendous thing the man is doing, though.
That is right.
If you're just going in for, you know, a little bottle of water or a pack of something. Mm-hmm. Why, you know, that bag is going to be going into the environment. It's not breaking down, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's an inconvenience to give the nickel. Just go in it for a cup of coffee or something, you know.
And 103 days less that Christina Liu will go to Medicare and Social Security. Right. And she'll be one of us. But not yet.
Not
she's
yet.
Got a long
yeah,
way
a
to
long
go.
Way to
that's
go.
Right. Long way, everyone knows. But yes, that was really good. And I try myself too when I go to the supermarket to use the recyclable kind of bags, which are sturdier anyway, I find.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'll come home with plastic bags and everything's falling out and ripping. So, you know, and they're pretty. They're pretty little logos. So I vote everyone do the recyclable bags. But thank you, John, for that. That was a good, fun little tip there. We also have Fun Day. Monday began last week. It was a huge success. It was a beautiful day, so hopefully we continue to have beautiful Mondays. If it does rain on a Monday, the Thursday of that week is the rain date, just so everybody knows that. And upcoming this Monday is Jerry Costanzo and his 10-piece band, and they're doing jazz tunes.
Wow.
So that's the musical guest. And also, which is very exciting, there's going to be a guided trail walk of the Hempstead Harbor Trail at 9 a.m. So they're doing that twice this summer, so this will be the first walk. So I think everyone should definitely check it out. I think they have little giveaways, too, for people that
have
do
you done
check
the walk?
It out.
Have you
no, I'm it? Definitely going to do the walk.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
No, because I said it last year and I didn't get a chance to, but this year I'm definitely
have you done it, Anne? Have you seen it?
No, I haven't done the walk.
Yeah, I'm definitely
going to
do it.
I mean, the people who have, they say it's tremendous. Yeah. It's nice. It's entertaining. I mean, you know, from a natural perspective.
Yeah, and then we found out, you know, last weekend, too, is that if you you can park in a special area for the walk and you don't have to pay for parking. You know, so it's good for people to know that you don't need to actually go to the main beach park. You just go where the trail is. So that guided tour is going to be at 9 a.m. and you can call 311 to register for that. Mindfulness coloring at 11:30 a.m. will be also going on. And the farmer's market at 12:30 p.m. So essentially every hour of your Monday, you have something exciting and fun to do. And on top of that, I mean, there's other games and activities. There's all kinds of exercise classes as well. So I really think everyone should definitely go check out Fun Day Monday. Check out North Hempstead Beach Park because it's
And the thing is, it's not just us talking about it. The people who go, and it really is. There's probably 1,000 people there each week.
Yeah, it's
there's plenty of parking. It's not like it's overcrowded, but it's full and there's activities.
No, and that's really it's nice because you know a lot of the groups don't meet during the summer, so this is kind of their meeting at the beach, and you're meeting a bunch of other different people, and I think it's just a wonderful thing that you don't even have to pay for parking on Monday, so you can go and it's free.
Okay.
So definitely it's worth checking out, and I want to tell everyone so that's every Monday. And two other important dates for Fun Day Monday is July 25th is going to be the health fair, where they have tons and tons of different agencies. I think John will be in attendance
for that. Yes, Project
Safe
is there this year.
And it's really it's a great place to kind of go and get knowledge about different organizations that are providing services for seniors within the town. So definitely, and I'm sure there's fun little giveaways. Everyone's always bringing great little swaggy gifts. So that's July 25th. And then you can also definitely go to the August 29th Fun Day Monday, which is the final one, and it's a Hometown USA. It's a salute to veterans. That's my personal favorite. It's just really great. There's all different veterans organizations there. You can get your veteran ID card also there. So there's a lot going on, and there will be the Banjo Rascals will be performing to go with the whole vibe. So that's Fun Day Monday. Check it out. There's also free transportation to any senior in the town, call 311. They'll give you a whole list of the nearest stops near you. So check it out, 311-869-6311.
Perfect.
And also, we were talking about this earlier, which we thought was very eco-friendly of North Hempstead, that they are adding bat houses around the town, and this is the goal, is to obviously reduce, disease-carrying mosquitoes in an eco-friendly little way. There's already bat boxes at Manor Haven Beach Park, Harbor Links, Clark Botanic Garden, Plandum Pond Park, Whitney Pond Park, and also on the Hempstead Harbor Trail. And what I think is really cute, which I didn't know, the Boy Scouts are making the bat boxes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no
so
idea.
It's a, it's a whole little, it's part of their Eagle Scout project.
Oh, that's a smart thing. That's
yeah,
nice.
So it's really getting all hands on deck to prevent this in an eco-friendly way. And there's been tons of different trials done that just shows that we really don't want any disease-carrying mosquitoes in North Hempstead. And I'm voting pro-bats.
And it was Dr. Carney. What was it, like a month ago she was on? And she has a concern.
Yeah.
That Zika is going to be coming up through Florida. And we said earlier there's a couple of hundred cases already. And we have to be ready for it. It's on its way. Mm. And it's a shame, but something like this is a tremendous action.
It is, and it's obviously there's all kinds of sprays that can be done as well. But I think this is nice that it is this kind of eco-friendly thing going on. And what were you saying, John, earlier? That bats, it was like a thousand
an hour is how many mosquitoes? But that's like a perfect. If you put them in like a lab, they're not going to get 1,000. But if they get 100, they
anything,
will
right.
consume
yeah.
them.
That's great.
It's a natural way.
Everybody's going to be running out getting pet bats. We might have to add that to the free giveaway or something. But if you want any more information about that, you can call 311 if you want to know where they're being put up and so on. So North Hempstead is always coming up with new innovative things constantly, which I think is really wonderful.
Yeah, I think it's when we're on with the parks that they have the baggies.
Mm-hmm.
Simple little thing, but when you think of
the doggy park,
right? Thank you, the doggy
and parks. With the little poop bags,
and then the string for the fishing.
Yes,
I mean,
no, it's
simple
true.
Little
it
things
is.
That it's going to go in the garbage. You're not going to clean up after right. your dog. Or you'll have some excuse. You're not
and
doing
I think,
it.
Too, I think, you know, when residents go to these places and see that, you know, it encourages them. Like, okay, this is great. The town's really, like, you know, encouraging whatever we're doing. So, like, why not just keep everything, you know, clean and clean and green and eco-friendly. So,
right, I agree.
Wonderful North Hempstead stuff that's going on. The communications department wants to also remind everyone that the Town North Hempstead's government television station, North Hempstead TV, is up and running with a bunch of brand new programs and entertaining content. It's either on Channel 18 or Channel 63 if you have Cablevision. And Channel 46 on Verizon Fios, but you could also access shows online, which I thought is great. And that's www.mynhtv.com.
Okay.
So they really do wonderful things. I've gone on and checked these programs that they do, and they showcase a lot of organizations within the town, too. So it's definitely worth checking out or, you know, flipping on the TV. So.
And you know people watch it because you'll hear comments.
Yes.
And they say, did you see
right.
such and such on the TV? And I know Kim Kamen does a lot of
the business buzz. Those are my favorites. Those are great.
You know what I'm going to do? We're ready. We could take a break a few seconds early so we can keep going. You're listening to the Christina Liu Show here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.